The following program is rated M for a mature audience. It contains coarse language.
Welcome to the Well Hung Podcast, where we reach into the well of life and bring you the gems of the week, from news to pop culture. Now, here are your hosts, Diana and Nate.
Hello, Diana.
What's up, Nate? How's it going?
Not too bad. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. Super tired. Super full. Happy. Was it tired, full, happy? TF. I'm trying to do a thing. You know how like GTL happened? Maybe if I can like put full, tired, and happy all together, that would
It has to happen organically. You know?
Yeah, you're right. That was forcing it.
You can't force stuff like that.
That's what my last girlfriend said. Anyway.
Well, you can, but you have to use lube.
No, oh, no, not like that. It was like feelings.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Super romantic. Well, not really romantic. I have my heart broken, but whatever.
Aw, heartbroken. That's no way to go through life, sad and heartbroken.
Well, I was like, I joke about the hamster, but the hamster really, really made things easier. I was going through my Facebook. I get like super bored sometimes, mm-hmm. like even because I've watched every single episode of Law and Order SVU like 4 times already, Futurama 3 times, American Dad about 5. You know, like I've gone through my series,
right?
And so like sometimes I get really bored and I just scroll down through my Facebook timeline, and I found a video of Bubbles because I have all the pictures of Bubbles and stuff like on my old phone.
Now, for anybody who doesn't know, Bubbles was a hamster that you were given as a breakup present?
Yes, as a breakup present. Yeah. And
just wanted to make sure we were clear on that.
Her sisters thought it was my birthday. They thought it was so weird, too. That's the best part. Her family thought it was weird. But
it is a little odd.
It is a little odd, right?
I think you're emotionally ready, not for me, not for a human relationship, but for a tiny rodent.
Here you go.
Practice on this.
And you're living out of your car.
Aww.
Oh, by the way, hamsters are nocturnal. Everything about that just got worse. But Bubbles was so freaking cute. And I was like, oh my gosh, I want another one. So I'm contemplating getting another hamster.
Okay.
That's next on the list.
I hesitate to bring this up, but it was on your Facebook page. What is this whole new thing? It's not a new thing. Periodically, about once every 3 weeks or so, you post the exact same thing. I need to move back to the Bay.
Oh,
so what's going on? Were you just having a bad day?
No, I think I was just feeling really nostalgic. I mean, I love SAC. I love.
I'm gonna isolate that.
Oh shit. Oh, touche. No, I do enjoy Sacramento. It's a little rough for me. I grew up here. There's just a lot of things. I feel like I'm not really growing.
Right.
I feel like I'm meeting a lot of great people that I didn't meet my first time or my first like 12 years here.
Thank you.
So it's been, I don't like saying that I don't like Sacramento. That's not it. I just feel like Sacramento and I as a city aren't compatible. I feel like I did a lot better in San Francisco in regards to like having. Then again, I wasn't as broke as I am now, so maybe that has a lot to do with it,
right?
But also, like, I don't know, just like my thinking. I was a really bad smartass then. Like now, I'm like, okay, I've like toned down a lot, and I think that's what it is. Like, I think I'm just kind of like reminiscing about the whole like how I used to have a lot of fun back then.
Okay, so
and I got a lot more play back then, and like going up to Sacramento,
you're thinking. It's sort of like the person who wants to go back to high school with all that extra knowledge.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. But then the thing is, like, I know, like, I just want to go back to that period. I don't want to go back now because I feel like I wouldn't be able to hang now. And also, it's changed so much. But then again, I also want to move to LA. So I feel like I need a change. Do you ever get like that where you just kind of like, I've been here for way too long? And then there's all the shit that just reminds me of like bad times. And I'm just like, I don't want to be here anymore.
Yeah, I've been in Sacramento for 7.5 years. And yeah, every now and then, like basically anytime I go away on vacation, I'm like, oh, this would be cool. It'd be cool to live here. I mean, this is awesome. I mean, when I went to San Diego was cool as hell. I love L.A. Portland is killer. I love Seattle. That pretty much ends the places that I'd like to live.
You named every cool place possible on the West Coast, almost.
I don't like the Bay Area that much. I really don't. It's
I don't like the Bay Area now. I liked it back then when I was younger.
Well,
and I could hang. And it was a little different. It wasn't as like gentrified and like hipsterish as it is now.
Well, that's only part of it. The other part of it is I don't like the Bay Area for the same reason I don't like Metro New York. You can't get anywhere without going across a bridge, which then becomes a pain in the ass, and everything is a toll.
Oh.
Everything is a giant leech on your wallet. Everything. And you can't go anywhere or do anything or be anywhere without it. I mean, you're dropping $10 to do the least thing. Like, oh, I just want to go over here and get a coffee. Over there and getting a coffee is $15. Because it just is. Whether it's parking, bridge toll, whatever, it's going to cost you that.
Okay, yeah, I see your... I hated that. Everything was a lot more expensive. Everything.
And
damn.
And the delays of bridges and just all of that.
Traffic, like getting anywhere.
Yeah, and I can deal with traffic if I have the option. Like in L.A., there's always the option to get off the freeway and hit surface streets. And in the Bay, you don't. Or in New York's the same way, because you have to cross bridges or tunnels to get where you're going. SAC has the problem a little bit, too, because there just aren't enough bridges.
Yeah,
there's only so many ways in and out of SAC if you're going to go somewhere.
Yeah, well, that's true. But then, like, the surface streets thing, like, I've gotten better to the point where now I can get off the freeway pretty much anywhere. And I get the surface streets now. Before, I didn't get that.
Right.
And you're right, in the Bay Area. San Francisco, I mean, is its own thing, but in the Bay Area.
Yeah, if you're staying in the East Bay or something like that.
Yeah, but then there's not really anything to do. So I see your point.
Yeah, you're in the suburbs. If you're in the suburbs, you're in the suburbs, and then you're not really in the... I mean, you're in the Bay Area, but so what?
Oh, have you been to Antioch?
I've been through.
Oh, so this is a thing. I did a little set at a country club.
Ooh, fancy.
At Antioch. Well, no, was it a country club? Someone said it was private, but they like tried to be country club. It was weird. For me, as a... ex-golfer,
right,
it was like emotional, kind of, because I'm like, the last time I was at a golf course, like, all this shit. It was in the middle of buttfuck nowhere, though.
Yeah, that's where Antioch is. It's
and they are they considered Bay Area?
Yes,
though?
They
see
are.
I didn't get that.
They
I didn't
they
and
are.
Then the crowd was like really stiff, and I was like, I opened, and so it was just like really weird. And this has never happened to me before. I've done some shows and like dive bars where I seriously walk in and I'm like, fuck, I'm gonna get jumped after, like, because I'm scared. I come out during my set, like, I don't come off very gay sometimes,
right?
Anyone that knows me and that is gay and their gaydar went off when they met me is probably laughing their asses right off right now. Antioch was the first show I did where the second I came out as gay, silence. It was the weirdest feeling, and it took so much work to get the crowd back.
It's
so
one
much
of
work.
Them. We've heard about them.
It was so bad. It was so bad. And that was weird, because I was like, you guys are considered Bay Area. Like, I don't understand why you're so surprised and you don't like me.
Well,
I mean, you can like me for other reasons, but don't not like me because I'm gay.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Antioch is also the town where the guy who kidnapped J.C. Dugard kept her captive for... what, like 15, 20 years, something like that?
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. So Antioch's a strange little place.
I can see that. I can see that, because there was absolutely nothing. I think I drove up the Delta for 80% of my trip there.
Right. Yeah, it's
The Delta, right? I didn't make
yeah.
that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God, that shit was insane. And on the way back, I went out of my way, because I didn't get this. We didn't leave there till like 10 o'clock at
right.
night. And so I was like, I'm not going back the way I came. Like, I'm not an idiot.
It's, you know, it sort of reminds me when you're driving through the Delta. It's sort of like California's version of Florida.
Oh, my God. No.
But no alligators. No.
But in a complete, it's actually worse. Way worse. And we have Florida Corner on the Nate Darling Show.
Yes.
And so we all know. We all know about Florida. No, that drive was like 20 times worse than Florida. I used to live in Florida. I know the Florida standards. There was no Publix. There was no civilization. It was horrible.
There's a lot of windmills, though, if you're driving through the right place.
I wasn't even driving through that. I wasn't even driving through the right places on the fucking Delta.
Wow.
That was even a thing. So I went out of my way to go back on 80, like,
yeah.
Out of my way. I was like, I'm going to die on this road. No, can I let that happen?
All right. Well, you mentioned performing. There's another performance that went on recently. It was the 6th annual Air Sex World Championships, and it reached its climax in New York City when a handful of New York's biggest libidos drank enough to get on stage and simulate sex alone with most of their clothes on. It's sort of like playing air guitar, but instead of a guitar, it's another person having sex with you.
But in your mind.
Right.
In their mind. Because some of them you could tell were gay.
Well, yeah. Well, you know, that's fine. I'm not sure if this will translate to the podcast. I'm going to play the audio and we'll see if this translates at all to a podcast.
Welcome to the New York City Air Sex Championship!
Tell me that doesn't look like JT Kelly. I don't think this is translating.
No, this is what it's like to stand outside on the corner of 20th and K in Sacramento.
You just
hear a lot of this.
The Air Sex Championships is a celebration of sex. It's a positive sex show.
It's not.
That is, at its core, a comedy show.
Yeah,
so
it is.
So take elements of karaoke where people can...
I don't know that it's a comedy show.
It's like traumatic comedy, if you like being traumatized.
You know what it's...
To an invisible person or object.
Or object. They give you the option.
For creativity... For originality and believability.
Oh man, so many girls are gonna want you after this.
Yeah, and I stop it on the frame where a guy pulls out his underwear and is taking a picture of his junk.
Yeah,
I'm gonna have to.
So the guy that won it was actually in his underwear, like tidy whities.
Mm-hmm.
And had, like, I think a belt tied around his neck.
Oh, yeah, the guy who was leading himself and humping the air.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, he won it.
With a beard and a baseball cap on.
Which I think is bullshit, because there's one girl on there that was doing some gymnast shit.
Mm-hmm.
So I think she got shafted.
Yeah, but is that really simulating sex?
She would have broke someone off.
Well, that's what I'm saying. She wasn't actually simulating sex. She was... doing a gymnastics routine.
No, don't they do... Isn't it like some girls, like, can't they do that during the sexy time?
Well, you got to be careful with that, because you can break a penis off. You can literally break a penis.
Oh, yeah. No, there's some people I see dance at faces. I'm like, you would break... That's where the phrase break it off comes from. Like, I get it. I think she got... I don't know. The guy... It's... I don't know how I feel about this. Like, I've had, like, a good... I don't remember... I sent you the article today, but it's because the delay was also because I didn't know how to respond
mm-hmm.
for days, and I still don't know how to respond, because it's... Y'all should definitely check it out. What do you type on YouTube? Like, probably air sex?
It's on the Huffington Post.
Oh, it's on... Yeah, so it's, like, a legit... it's a legit article.
It's on Huffington Post Weird News. So... Go ahead and check that out if you dare.
And you know how they mentioned objects? You can either have sex with another person in your mind, invisible person, or invisible object. You can also get objects off the Shop Amazon tab on the Nate Darling Show.
Yeah, NateDarlingShow.com, Shop Amazon. And here's the thing about Amazon. You're thinking, oh, they just have books, they just have music. Oh, no. No, no, no. We found this out early on when a listener decided to test what do they have at Amazon and do we actually see what gets ordered. Yes, I see what gets ordered. I don't see who orders it. So I don't know if Diana is the one who orders something or if it's somebody else. I don't know who orders stuff.
He's just going to assume that it's me. So you guys can order all the weird shit that you want. And he's just never going to look at me the same way again.
But back in the early days of the show, when this first started, we had a listener who was gay. His name was Eric from Portland. And Eric from Portland ordered a red butt plug and some anal ease because he wanted to see. And then he messaged the show and goes, did it show up? Did what I buy show up?
Hello, sneaky.
I'm assuming you're talking about the red butt plug and the anal ease, right? And he's like, yeah. And I go, yes, it showed up.
So I'm actually, I don't know if I'm hoping I can, I might do this tomorrow. But I'm going to get a Game Boy Color. And the one Game Boy Color that I want, it's like an ice blue.
Mm-hmm.
It's like $700.
Wow.
I'm never going to be able to afford that. And that's never going to happen. But the other, like, purple clear one, which I had as a kid, that one's like 30 or something. So I think, like, if you never hear from me again, except for only on Mondays, that's yeah, that's what I'm doing for you're 6 days out of the week.
Getting your money out of your Game Boy.
Yes.
That's what you should do. All right. Do you have a bitches preach for us? I mean, we're near the end of the show.
Yeah. I did, and I don't anymore. I keep forgetting to write these down. I get really angry sometimes, and I just forget.
That's okay.
I'm sorry. Do you have one?
I do.
What's going on?
There's a little bit, and I don't normally vague book, but I've started doing things because
this is what you don't speak out.
I don't speak out, but I've no, I did actually put out on Facebook and Twitter as well this past weekend. It's the weekend, but some people just can't take a day off from being self-important and. I forget exactly how I phrased it.
I do remember seeing that.
But yeah, from being self-important and preachy. Preachy and self-important. That's what it was.
Oh, preachy and self-important.
Yeah, so.
It's Facebook. Of course, no one's going to take a day off of that.
Listen, if you, please, take at least one day a week off from being preachy and self-important.
You think, and you would be hopeful, but from what I've noticed, no, it really does make you feel better if you do. So y'all need to do that. Not being preachy or self-important or anything, but you all need to take a day off.
Take a day off. just go on Facebook, go on Twitter if you want. Just look around. Don't write anything. Or write something and just don't hit enter, then delete it. You'll feel so much better. You'll be like, oh, I didn't get sucked into it.
Yeah, it takes a lot for that's why I'm never on Facebook anymore because there's a lot. And then some people will just go out of their way to comment on my shit. I'm like, I haven't heard from you for like years. And all of a sudden you just wanted to say something that's not like kind of, I'm like, this was a joke. Like,
yeah,
nothing serious about this. Nothing to see here. People move on.
Yeah. So what I'm saying is here's a bitches preach. Take a day or two off every week from being preachy and self-important on social media. That's all.
Yeah, don't be an internet troll.
Follow Diana on Twitter at Bitches Preach. Follow me on Twitter at Nate Darling. And there'll be a new Well Hung podcast again next week. Hey, everybody.
Hey.
Have a good one. We'll leave you with Fits in the Tantrums. It's Money Grabber on the Well Hung podcast. Just don't need